I think a lot of people probably feel sorry for Chris Hooper in the sense that it was a Stephen Bradbury-like performance, that a very unlikely person who was coming behind through extraordinary circumstances was going to become the mayor. And this law was passed very quickly, seemingly targeted directly at him. So that may have the effect of getting a sympathy vote. That said, with 17 candidates, it's almost certain he won't repeat his performance last time, getting 30% of the vote. I do think he is one of the front runners, firstly, because he was the only candidate who also ran last time, secondly, because he does have a high profile, and thirdly, because there is this sense of injustice. However, he also is policy-wise far to the left of the average voter in Rockhampton, and possibly his vote last time was artificially inflated because people may have given him a sympathy vote but think he was never really going to win. So looking at what he actually stands for and wants to do, he's vehemently anti-coal, he's vehemently anti the US alliance, for instance, and joint military training and things that happen in Rockhampton that I would say the majority of the citizens here support. So he'll certainly be one of the better performing candidates, but it remains to be seen if he'll actually have enough support to win.